This episode of Rick and Rick Rule the World is brought to you by Taskin, the first name in ultra-stylish, premium-quality travel gear, like the exquisitely designed Taskin 1 expandable backpack. With 9 practical variations, the Taskin 1 is always the right size for wherever life takes you next. Save 30% on your next purchase when you use the promo code R&RTAKE30. That's R&RTAKE30 at TaskinSF.com.
And welcome back to Rick and Rick Rule the World, Rick Matheson and Rick Wooten, and part 2 of Trendwatch 2024 and our predictions for the world of marketing, media, tech, and pop culture in the year ahead. All right. So related to the whole conversation about AI, my prediction is that one LLM is never enough. I'm talking about the rise of multimodal generative AI. So this stems from my prediction last January, which was 2 months after the launch of ChatGPT. I had said, you know, generative AI is going to get a reality check in 2023. That did at least take some baby steps toward happening, yeah. You know, the lawsuits that we've talked about. But in 2024, I think marketers are going to gravitate toward use cases like dynamic personalization for regionalization, dynamically building ads by language and location, or placing the actual media flights that I think can do, at least in the short term, more damage than good. Think about superficial, surface-level vertical messaging that's not really thought through. It's just that, you know, for this audience, let's plug in this message. Yeah. Or translations that are not great or devoid of specific dialects. In fact, Forrester has said that it thinks more than 70% of B2B purchasers will get quickly frustrated with all the irrelevant content being produced in the name of personalizing to them using generative AI. Many brands are discovering that no matter the size of an LLM's data set, you really need multiple LLMs drawing from a really wide array of weighted sources to corroborate information, yeah, to prevent these AI hallucinations that you keep hearing about, or to ferret out bias, or to recognize and fix poorly executed personalization and regionalization, or really anything that's being done using generative AI.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that if you're going to really rely on that data to be accurate, which I think a lot of people are, then I think we do have a responsibility to, you know, have that check and balance and have those different ways that we're checking in on it to make sure that it is as accurate as we're hoping it would be.
I think I read a piece from an analyst at Ernst & Young that says that the hallucination rate for ChatGPT-4 can be as high as 20% of everything it says. And so I want to say it's like 70% of large corporations that are running pilots. They're setting up centers of excellence around, it's not just generative AI, it's AI in general, for things like governance, security, and accuracy. And so folks are going, oh yeah, let's look at it. All of our generative AI applications, or all our AI applications, right, and how to make it where they're doing what we need them to do correctly, yeah, and at a high confidence level.
Yeah. And giving you another example, I think one of the huge potentials of AI and generative AI in general is the ability to consume medical data and then come up with possible things that could be wrong with somebody. And, you know, to identify things based on symptoms that, you know, a human being may miss. But at the same time, it can't make stuff up. It has to be a very high confidence level. I like the phrase that you used. I think that's super important. I think, you know, particularly with when it comes to medical and everything else, it has to be at the highest level.
Another acronym marketers will learn in 2024, if they haven't already, will be some variation on what some are calling DLM, or domain language models, or basically domain-specific LLMs. These are LLMs that are built and trained for specific industries. So think insurance, engineering, medicine, law, biomedical research, that have very specific terminology. I was talking to a data scientist who is also the CEO of an AI company the other day, and she was telling me that organizations are in for a very rude awakening when they try to use Gen AI in specific industries for really marketing or anything else. And the problem is that the existing LLMs available through subscription, like ChatGPT, are too general and get specific industry jargon and vernacular like completely wrong, which I suspect, right, is part of why Forrester sees the use of generative AI in B2B marketing to be probably quite disappointing this year until LLMs are built for very specific domains or industries. So my next prediction is that OpenAI will consider a rebrand in 2024, and the two leading names for the brand's identity will be HAL 9000 and Skynet. We'll be right back.
This episode of Rick and Rick Rule the World is brought to you by Taskin, the first name in ultra-stylish, premium-quality travel gear, like the exquisitely designed Taskin 1 expandable backpack. With 9 practical variations, the Taskin 1 is always the right size for wherever life takes you next. Save 30% on your next purchase when you use the promo code R&RTAKE30. That's R&RTAKE30 at TaskinSF.com.
And welcome back to Rick and Rick Rule the World with Rick Matheson and Rick Rudin as we continue Trendwatch 2024 and our predictions for the world of marketing, media, tech, and pop culture in the year ahead. All right, hit me.
All right, so in stark contrast to the one I gave earlier about, you know, social networks becoming e-commerce platforms, I'm also going to predict that social networks are going to start seeing a decline, or at least many social networks are going to start seeing a decline in the number of people who are daily users. And that really what we're seeing as a society is that people are becoming fatigued. They have been working and working and working to keep up with all these networks, and I'm seeing just person after person drop out. And some of them take breaks and they'll go away for 2 or 3 months and come back. And some of them will either just completely leave or basically minimize the amount of time that they spend on the platform so that they have a real life instead of, you know, everything being around social. I think that's going to continue. And I think even we're seeing that with Gen Z, and that Gen Z group isn't nearly as involved in the social networks as some of the previous ones were. That doesn't mean they don't watch the TikTok videos and stuff like that, but they're not spending the amount of time that some of the other generations had on these platforms in the past.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Rick, I hope that's true. Look, I recently saw some data on daily usage in something like 51 countries that show there was a decline over the past year from about 147 minutes of social media usage each day to roughly 144 to 145 minutes per day. Now, here's where some of what you're talking about, I think, plays out. In the U.S., 9% of Facebook users say that they are using the platform less these days, or X, you know, slash Twitter. 29% say that they're using it less, and only 42% are using it daily. You know, time's going to tell how all this is going to pan out. Overall, users continue to grow in social media, albeit that growth is flattening just because of market saturation. And frankly, Rick, at some point, the battle is going to be for share.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely going to be interesting.
I have one prediction that Elon Musk will bring the same impressive business acumen that he brought to Twitter to a whole new industry vertical this year when he launches Neuralink Sausages and Franks. But things will turn ugly after he challenges Oscar Mayer to a wiener measuring contest and loses. Tune in next time for the conclusion of our big 2024 Trends Watch episode with predictions on the future of X, the rise of machine customers, and more. Until then, stay safe, keep each other safe, and keep on coming back to the one show where everybody's name is Rick.
And everybody rules the world.